Marie Curie was once a member of the Commission on Isotopic Abundance and Atomic Weights. That group tells the world what the atomic weights are for every chemical element used in trade and commerce. What they publish winds up on those chemistry wall charts you may remember from high school, called the Periodic Table of Elements, and it includes those atomic weights. The commission is changing the value for those atomic weights. Instead of just one number, from now on, they will show a range of values. Research chemist Tyler Copeland.
The concept that we're trying to get across to students by doing this is to indicate to them that these atomic weights are not constants of nature, but they vary, and they vary because there are different portions, different fractions of stable isotopes in materials.
Now, there are some elements, such as gold and aluminum, that do have stable weights. Others are radioactive and have no standard atomic weight, such as radium. Copeland says in the future, more elements may get an atomic weight makeover.
My daughter Wendy says to me, "Dad, you've just made chemistry harder for everybody."
But more accurate. Copeland says the variation in isotopes is a useful tool for, among other things, checking on the purity of food products. Changing the periodic table is just a way to illustrate that for students. So all those pull-down charts and textbooks that carry the periodic table of the elements will now have to be updated. Will Copeland get any kind of kickback from those manufacturers?
I missed that. I should have thought ahead, but no, I'm not.
It's research chemist Tyler Copeland explaining the changes to how the atomic weights of 10 elements will be shown on the periodic table. Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Jonathan Baer, Art Silverman, Allison McAdam, Rob Ballinger, Melissa Gray, Shireen Miraji, Theo Balcom, and Bilal Qureshi.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.